Hare Krishna. Yesterday we had a really wonderful Snanayatra festival, which was actually part of our fundraising dinner for Rathyatra. And it took place here in the backyard of the Budapest temple. Very well organized, and the weather was beautiful to be outside. It was much more spacious than the temple room because we had about 200 guests, so it was really, really packed. And we had tents. We had tents for the guests. We had tents for Jagannath. We had tents for the devotees who were performing. And so it was very, very comfortable. And hopefully it's also very profitable. We had lots of promises of devotees for support for the Rathyatra itself. And the cart is here. Titikshu Prabhu has arrived from the UK with, I believe it's Lady Subhadra's cart. And now all the exciting preparations are taking place. And that Snanayatra festival is a wonderful festival, which of course is Abhishek. Abhishek is a regular feature of deity worship. For wooden deities, it's not a regular feature because you don't usually bathe deities. And of course, Lord Jagannath is Daru Brahman. He is the Supreme Lord and the enjoying the pastime of manifesting himself in wood, which of course people may think that the deity is wooden and that that's something material. But it's not. For Krishna to be manifest in matter, for him to manifest in spirit, it's all the same. He's equally matter as he is spirit. And the only difference being is that he controls this matter. He's not like us, under the control of matter. And therefore Jagannath can talk, which wooden trees don't usually do, and he can walk, and he can do so many other things, whatever he wants to do. And he also rides on a chariot. And that bathing ceremony preceded the Rathyatra festival by some weeks, and after that Lord Jagannath would get sick. Sometimes people get cold, and Lord Jagannath also enjoys that leela pastime. Is it just some kind of drama? No, he actually gets sick, and then he retires to his sick room or hospital, personal hospital, and he's treated with medication, and no doubt it's all Ayurvedic medication, nothing allopathic and so on. And during that time, of course, the devotees don't get to see Jagannath on the altar. There's only a picture there. So Lord Jagannath then is seen to be manifest in the form of Alarnath, who's just short distance south of Jagannath Puri, and Lord Chaitanya himself would also go there. And sing this Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Baba to me. O Lord Jagannath, please be visible unto us. So we pray to Lord Jagannath to be visible. So that, and of course, when does he become visible? He's visible when he comes out on his cart and stands on his cart. And in that way, he blesses the devotees. He's blessing the people all over the world. Srila Prabhupada's grace, the Rathyatra is present everywhere. And in that way, people get free from their sinful reactions. Devotees advance in spiritual life, in Krishna consciousness, and the Lord enjoys. And of course, these are the three things that are simultaneously going on. And how Rath Yatra is meant to be appreciated by devotees. That we see specifically in the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When we read Chaitanya Charitamrita, we get an idea of devotees' appreciation, internal appreciation of Rath Yatra. We're not there to become free from sinful reaction. Devotees are already fortunately liberated from sinful reaction, and in any case they don't want that. But what they do want, as is beautifully expressed in that Jagannath Dashtakam song, is they want loving devotion. They want loving devotion towards Lord Krishna, the type of loving devotion that Lord Jagannath is hankering after. And that is loving devotion of the residents of Vrindavan. So I was speaking to devotees and encouraging them not to try to be enjoyers of just a festival and some of those external facets of a festival where there's a program and there's dancing and there's prasadam and it's a nice procession and so on, but also to at the same time apani pachani koriya prachar, simultaneously with our preaching and our external activities, there's also the internal aspect, the internal development which Rath Yatra is providing specifically for practicing devotees, that we enter into the mood of bringing Krishna back into our lives, bringing him into our lives where we're pushing out sense gratification, we're ridding ourselves of all so many handicaps, and we're just making room for Krishna, no other room for anything else. And and for that, of course, our spiritual lives have to be dynamic. Excuse me, I got a little distracted here in dressing Radha Gumadha. Our spiritual lives have to be dynamic. They can't be static. People's misconception, non-devotees' misconception, that here's some idol, here's some statue made of wood. No, Jagannath, of course, is not a statue. He's not an idol. He's not even something that represents Krishna. But he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But rather, the statue is sometimes our own Krishna consciousness. Sometimes internally, we're becoming stagnant, we're becoming fossilized, solidified. We're not dynamically moving forward in the way that Jagannath Chariot is moving forward. And we're not crossing newer and newer, pioneering newer and newer boundaries of Krishna consciousness, but rather we've become sort of frozen in time, frozen in a time when maybe in the past we were enthusiastic young bhaktas, and even some of that has actually disappeared and worn off. So that's not the kind of Krishna consciousness that is what Srila Prabhupada gave us, but something exciting, something dynamic, something that takes advantage of all of these opportunities. And following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we enter into the real meaning, the message of Rath Yatra, of bringing Krishna into our lives and into our hearts. And ultimately in that way pleasing him and also ourselves achieving the perfection of life. So there's so many things there. Rath Yatra Festival is such a wonderful festival, and we're looking forward tomorrow to also be able to, of course we're not going to try to imitate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No one's going to be thinking themselves as to be Srimati Radharani, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does. But in some way, we want to reciprocate with Lord Jagannath with a type of absorption and meditation that's actually commensurate towards the commensurate with the festival, Rath Yatra festival. Hare Krishna.